Well, it's Mother's Day in the UAE, and we've been talking to a group of mums this morning about all the wonderful things and the challenges of being a mum, not just in the UAE, but further afield as well. And also talking to Gail just previously about all the goodies that are on offer to maybe take your mum out for dinner or do something special with her today. But now, as mentioned, we have in the studio with us Stephen Cawley and Benita Shah. They are here to talk about the World Down Syndrome's Day Walk, which takes place at the weekend, and I know you've got a number of organisers and volunteers on board, but thank you so much for sharing the time with us today.
Well, thank you for having us. As you know, I've stepped in on behalf of my wife, who's currently somewhat Polax with a slipped disc, so we've been thrown into the fold. So my wife Rebecca is the founder of the support group All for Down Syndrome, but I'm a naturally interested party because we have a daughter with Down syndrome who broke a number of records here, if you like, and so we became crucially and interested in the whole concept, and really the purpose of this, with your kind introduction and invitation for us to come here, was just to discuss one particular aspect of what we do, which is the walk on Saturday, because today is the World Down Syndrome Day. You may say, well, what does that mean? It's simply a one day to mark an event where people can get together and, if you like, this much abused and used word solidarity, to show solidarity with those that are afflicted, whichever way you like to term it, with this condition, Down syndrome, and the way we honour or signify that event in this part of the world, and have done for, I think, the last 8 years through the support group, is to organise a walk on Saturday to create this inverted commas awareness of the condition.
And of course, it's Mother's Day, and not to be glib, of course, you know, it's both mothers and fathers that are involved when children have, well, just children full stop, but particularly when they maybe have some special needs. And it's so lovely to see that, you know, you're raising the awareness. As you say, it comes from a personal interest at first, but you're trying to reach out to other people. And I know, Benita, you've been very involved in this, and you're looking for volunteers. So what have you organized? If somebody says, you know, I would love to come along and share this experience with you, how do they get involved?
Well, I mean, first of all, we want as many people as possible to come along on Saturday and just, you know, have fun, have the walk with us, get to know the parents. If anybody's interested, the best thing to do is to go on our website, which is www.allfordownsyndrome.com. We have a poster there that's advertising the walk. Click on it and register. If you want to volunteer, again, on the website, there's a link to say, I want to volunteer, and we'll get in touch. We've been very, very lucky. We've got about 20 volunteers helping us out on Saturday. It's not enough, but still a very good number. And they make a really, really big difference in just making everything run smoothly.
Yeah, so if anybody else wants to get involved, they can go along to your website.
We'd like people to get involved either as a volunteer, but particularly we'd love people to come and walk. It sounds like a crazed invitation in many respects, but in certain respects, every syndrome, every affliction, every handicap, special need has its own place. They're all unique. Naturally, we're concerned about Down syndrome because we're affected deeply by it. But to a certain extent, we're the forgotten syndrome, if you like. And the Terry Fox runs, the cancer runs, the walks, the sponsored tours around the city and around the parks get tremendous attendance. We were very lucky, I think, about 6 or 7 years ago when we first started this, with nearly 1,000 people walking around Saffa Park. And we'd like to see that kind of number again. It's simply just to recognize that there are children out there that, to a certain extent, are forgotten by the system, shouldn't be, and have an enormous amount to offer. And we find that the people that come on these walks see all the children and young adults and are really quite impressed by them, which is why we often have these t-shirts that say, you know, I can, just give me a chance.
Yes, and I mean, we've covered numerous events on this program, and you know, there are some great facilities here for special needs, but it's always good to raise awareness, because sometimes people are nervous when they don't know about a certain syndrome. They're not sure how they can help, and they're not sure how to approach somebody. And so, by, I guess, you know, taking place in these walks, they can walk side by side and realize that, you know, it's not quite so scary. They can connect with anybody.
Precisely.
On any level.
What's quite amazing is the volunteers who've approached us. you know, they've just registered because they want to do something, but they've often asked us, what is Down syndrome? Can you educate us? So it's a real good opportunity to educate others about what Down syndrome is, you know, the potential these children and teens and adults have. Don't lock them away. They can do so much, and it's just a pure joy to be around them as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the other thing apart from the walk, obviously you're very proactive in the other things you do, because if people are listening and they need support, you know, they often need very specific support or just guidance, as you said. And you're running, I believe, a program of bringing international experts to help train professionals and parents in the region to help their children blossom.
It's really the founding ethos behind the All for Down Syndrome Support Group, because I attended the very first meeting we had in the American hospital in, I think, 2002, when there were only six of us in attendance, three of whom were professionals, a pediatrician and two nutritionists. We now have, I think Benita told me in the car coming up, I think we have 125 families in our group. And there is a UAE Down syndrome supported group, which is a very powerful organization indeed, has an enormous membership base. We simply developed this, and particularly my wife, and now with the able help of two or three others, and Benita, who's come in to slap us around and organize the thing to a great extent, it developed out, if you like, the fact that my wife Rebecca and I had a positive experience, even though we were threatened with all the horrors of a handicap, plus being given the information that our child was actually going to die and had cardiac surgery in order to save her. Now she's stronger and has an infinitely stronger heart than I'll ever have, and will outlive me significantly. But because of that experience, where we were in a place of excellence in London, both in the hospital where my wife gave birth to our daughter, and also in Great Ormond Street, which is another place of excellence, we were left with very positive memories. But we then found we came here with people who had ghastly memories and really absolute horror stories. So it was just a reaching out method to say, okay, look, we know what you go through, because you first have rejection, denial, guilt, all the horror story feelings that you get when you're presented with this bundle of joy that suddenly turns into a bundle of misery. And it can be a fulfilling experience, and normally is, but here people, through ignorance, found it very, very threatening, didn't know who to turn to. So the support group runs, if you like, a constant ongoing educational exercise, of which the walk is another integral part, to just keep raising awareness, to say it isn't scary, there are people that understand this, you can do things. And your child is not going to be a concert pianist or a neurosurgeon, but they're not going to be locked away and babbling in the corner. They can do an awful lot. So we try and just lift the level somewhat, and we provide expert assistance. We have a number of seminars where the Downs Educational Trust from Britain provides speakers. We've got wonderful sponsors in the area, from hotel groups to Emirates Airline to Crown Plaza, who provide people, places, and that without them we couldn't survive, because this is an entirely voluntary organization. It's not a charity, it's a support group. And it's there simply to reach out and say, for the person who's been shocked by this, there's a hand to just say, we can help.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, the UAE is a country that's growing up. It's only 41 years old. And to be honest, in many countries, just not that long ago, you know, people didn't know what to do with any child with special needs, and they struggled. And as you say, it's so important to have the support out there, the education to know what is possible, rather than people telling you what's not possible.
Yes.
You want the roads that are possible for your child going forward. And what would you say to people in terms of if they're facing this at the moment, and with the walk you'll raise the awareness, what, I don't want to say top tips, that sounds a bit glib, but you know, just sort of words of not just comfort but constructive things that they can do?
To an individual who's interested in helping, or to an individual who's just actually experienced the...
Yeah, well, an individual that's facing, maybe they've had a Down syndrome child, right, and they sought some help, but they need more help.
They would contact us. We have, go on the website, we have a telephone that's manned 24 hours a day, and somebody will pick that up. And we've had calls at 1 o'clock, at 2 o'clock in the morning from a gentleman who had Down syndrome twins, which was the ultimate double whammy. But at the end of a two-hour telephone conversation, he calmed down, came to a meeting 2 weeks later, and is now a very, very active member of the support group. Yeah. Life changed for him.
I mean, following on from that, the phone number that Stephen's mentioned is our hotline, which is 050-880-9228. I mean, at the moment, on an average, we're getting one or two members per month, you know, who either had a baby diagnosed with Down syndrome or given birth. And often it's, you know, a call to say, I don't know what to do. What we do is put them in touch with a parent who has already got a child. And just it's the first point of contact. It's just here, talk to each other, get some comfort from a parent who will give you the advice and guidance. That's essentially what we do.
Well, I think it's important because any, you know, any mother and father, when they have just have a baby, they feel overwhelmed with maybe the first baby because there's so many things that they don't understand. And we were saying it just earlier on in the week, you know, we're not trained to be parents, are we? You know, we're sent home to find our way. And if you've got a child with special needs, there's another layer of information that you require to help you on that journey. So if people want to get involved, as you said, they can join the website. But are there other things that you can do? Are there any other schools? I'm just wondering about facilities. You know, obviously there's your great hotline and what you're doing. Are there any other facilities here in Dubai in terms of schools supporting this?
Not enormous. It's partly a function of what you just alluded to a moment ago, which is the country is still very young. In England and America, there's a noble tradition of integration and inclusion. And out of all the should we say, I don't hesitate to use the word minor afflictions, but I mean all the non-life-threatening conditions, if we throw up anything from Asperger's to autism to Down syndrome, positively children and young adults with Down syndrome engage and benefit enormously from early intervention. That's one of the areas that's seriously lacking in this region, and it's very much to do with the fact that the country is still very, very young. There simply are not the trained people, the staff. The schools are limited by attitude and by legalities, but the ceaseless work of Rebecca, my wife, and two or three other supporters through the last few years with a series of talks to schools and talks to physicians and to nutritionists and to pediatricians who have demonstrated remarkable ignorance here but now are all coming online and getting to a bit more touchy-feely with it, if you like. It's opened up the doors, and now schools will integrate to a greater extent. Our own daughter was the first child ever in the entire region to go to a normal, should we say, to a school that demonstrated inclusion, if you like. Yeah. Now, that was the only school at the time. Now there are several more. But it's a fact of life that the facilities are lacking, and schooling is an issue here at every level. Anybody with a child knows how hard it is to get them into a right school. You're just putting another level of difficulty in by throwing in a child with special needs, particularly in an area that people don't understand. So I would prefer them all to come out and walk and say, heavens, this isn't so scary after all. They're quite normal.
Yeah, so just to recap then, if we can, Benita, if people want to get involved in not just the walk, but also maybe helping you out with your Down syndrome organisation, how can they reach you? And what are the details of the walk? What time does it start?
Right, the walk itself is due to start at 5 p.m. Outside Safa Park. We're meeting at gate 4. We have asked everybody to get there for 4:30 so we can take the registration down and hand out water and t-shirts. And for more information, once again, to go on our website, which is www.allfordownsyndrome.com. 4 is the letter 4, the number 4. Otherwise, to email us, which is info@allfordownsyndrome.com. And in terms of volunteers, it's not just for the walk. We need volunteers to help us with, you know, our ongoing activities. We run football session. We run sailing activities. We do a mothers and babies get together. So we have a list of activities, but with more support, we can create more activities and make something really, really positive happen and have an impact as well.
Okay, well, that sounds all very interesting. And of course, we'll put those details up on our Facebook as well so people can reach you. Thank you very much for joining us today, Stephen Cawley and Benita Shah, talking about the World Down Syndrome's Day Walk, which takes place over the weekend.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Sarah.
My pleasure. And coming up next, we're going to talk to Karen Huxley. She's the PR from Lush. She's going to be talking about the goodies that they have in store for Mother's Day. And Tina Memick from Batil, the gourmet food company, again, talking us through maybe potential presents if you were a little late this morning for Mother's Day, what's on offer in their store. So you're listening to Dubai Eye 103.8.